Let's review and practice the grammar rules that you just heard in the video. The first important rule is that you do not add the third person final S or ES to modals. For example, we don't say she cans see it. Notice the S on the modal can, that is incorrect. We would say she can see it. Second, use the simple form or the base form of the main verb after the modal. We do not say she can seize it, we say she can see it. See is the simple form or the base form of the verb to see. Third, don't use the infinitive of the main verb with modals. The infinitive is the verb with the word to in front of it. For example, to run, to speak, to dance, to read, to learn, etc. So don't include that word to with a one-word modal. For example, we don't say she can to see it. Take out the word to. We say she can see it. And finally, remember that there is no past tense of modal verbs, so you cannot put ed on the end of them. To express the past tense with modals, we have to choose a different word. Another modal must be used to express past tense. You'll need to learn a few of these. For example, we would not say she canned see it yesterday. Normally we would put ed on the end of regular verbs to express past tense, simple past. But that would be wrong. To express past tense using the modal can to show ability, we need to choose the word could. So we'd need to say she could see it yesterday. She can see it today. She could see it yesterday. After reviewing these rules, try this sorting activity to test your knowledge.